hard out here for a pimp. Taking that thing, no split. Wearing that chain, little bitch, cause the bitch got me in time for it. Look, newsflash, it's a folks alert. Newsflash, it's a folks alert. Newsflash, it's a folks alert. If she tugging from me, then I'm choking her. Newsflash, it's a folks alert. Newsflash, it's a folks alert. Newsflash, it's a folks alert. If the bitch snitching, I'm posting her.
Welcome to the Folks Alert Podcast. This is episode 166 of season 3. My name is Kiko. Today we're speaking to Destiny. Destiny is an adult entertainer in the Boston, Massachusetts area. Well, I should say New England area. She sat down with us to talk about how she got into the adult lifestyle and her views on relationship while being an adult entertainer. We pick up the conversation here where we spoke about her views on relationship. And that conversation led to other conversation. Take a listen. And, you know, you're a very outspoken person, right?
Yes.
And how we came in contact was because of Blade Wars, right?
Yes.
And I saw a video on his page. And I was like, oh, I'd love to interview her. And he's like, oh, she says she'll do the interview. So I went and I looked at your video. I was like, oh, this is pretty interesting. I'd like to talk to you about this. And that's how we kind of hooked up. But tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Where do you live? Just give us a brief preview about yourself.
Okay. So I am from Boston, Massachusetts. I grew up in a town called Dorchester. So It's one of the not so nice areas. But as an adult, I've always lived in the outskirts of Boston. So I live in the suburbs currently right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Puerto Rican and Haitian. My mother is a Puerto Rican woman and my father's a Haitian man. They're both American because, you know, she's born in Puerto Rico, but, you know, that's part of the U.S.
Right.
And my father's actually born in Boston. I was actually born in the same hospital my father was born in. So,
wow. Are your parents still together?
They are not. They haven't been together since I was like 6, maybe 5 years old.
Oh, okay. All right. Tell me that. Well, I hear the Puerto Rican accent. You speak Spanish?
I do speak Spanish. I'm not as fluent as I would like to be, but I can speak it. I can hold a conversation if I need to.
Okay.
And
you can get directions.
Yeah, like I can hold a whole conversation in Spanish. I just choose to speak English. That's my more dominant language. But I do speak English and Spanish.
Okay.
And I understand Spanish very well. I understand it a lot better than I speak it.
Gotcha. Now, you grew up in Boston.
Yes.
Boston is a Commonwealth state. Patriot fan. You know, Boston is one of those places. You know when you're in New England versus anywhere in the United States.
That's a fact.
Why haven't you left?
Well, my roots are this is where I'm rooted, you know? This is where I was planted at. Like, I have left. I've gone and visited a lot of different states. I've actually gone and lived in New Jersey for like 3 months when I was 17 years old. So I've been around, but this is my home. My mother's here. My father's here. I'm one of nine. My siblings are here, except for one sister that lives in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It's just my home. My grandmother's here, and she's 79 years old, so I don't have any plans of moving to another state while she's still here.
Okay.
Because that's my heart right there.
Gotcha. Now, you posted a video on social media that I'm sure you got a lot of reaction to it, to that video. I want to play that video for you, but also for the audience, so they get an idea of what you were saying, and I want to come back and I want to talk to you about that.
Okay.
You bitches don't be happy. Y'all be settling for the fuck shit because you don't love yourself enough to demand what you deserve. And then you want to talk about the next woman, about how she's crazy or toxic. Like, no. Some of us just know our worth. And the reason why we know our worth is because we done already been there doing what you're doing. Settling. Looking like a clown out here. You know what I'm saying? For somebody who doesn't even hold you to the standard that you hold them to. Like, they don't even put you on the same pedestal that you put them on. So, what the fuck are you really doing? Like, how can you even say that you love yourself, bro? No. And the other thing is, I don't know what men need to hear this, but a lot of y'all be having it fucked up, like, sitting here trying to act like a female is better than the next female because she's in school or she works a certain type of job. At the end of the day, any female could be a piece of shit, just like you niggas. Like, I have met men who are, you know, in the streets, who are better husbands and boyfriends than men who have regular 9-to-5 jobs. So it's the same vice versa. Like, everything that glitter ain't gold. Just because a bitch is in school or she's, oh, you know, I'm working in the hospital. Like, and so what? So what? I know RNs that done gave a nigga a STD. I know RNs that done dated a man in the streets and he think he got a good girl and she passing STDs to him because what? She's out here fucking niggas raw. And one more thing. Anybody can be a hoe or a housewife. I can be either. I know how to be both. And I know how to be really good at either one of them. Because I'm versatile. You know what I'm saying? So I give whatever the fuck I get. So whatever I'm getting treated like, that's how the fuck I'm going to act towards somebody. Point blank, period. And if a bitch want to act different than what she's getting treated like, that's all on her stupid ass. I'm not part of that fucking clan. I don't work for the circus.
I talk a lot of shit.
Right. Listen, let's start with the relationship aspect, right?
Okay.
When you spoke about the relationship aspect, are you speaking about yourself when you say you've been there, you've done that? So I'm assuming that you've been in a situation where you weren't treated the way you were expecting and you were out here looking crazy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How long were you in that relationship?
I've actually been in 2 serious relationships in my life so far. You know, I've had a lot of little boos and stuff like that, but I had one relationship that was almost a decade long, mm-hmm. on and off. Very, very toxic, very abusive in all different ways, you know, physically, emotionally, financially, you name it, spiritually, all that. And then this other relationship I was in lasted about 1.5 years. That was actually my more recent breakup. And it was toxic as well, not as toxic as the first one, but kind of similar. It's just that I'm in a different place now. So me having been tolerating all that I tolerated in my past, and experiencing the kind of man that I did experience when I was with my child's father, it makes it a lot easier for me to set boundaries because I know what I want and what I don't want. Mm. You know what I mean? So right. Sometimes I feel like you care about somebody, so you try to compromise and make it work. But once you're, I feel like once you're in a place where you're not getting treated the way you treat yourself, it's just not the place for you. Like, when I was in my first relationship, I didn't know what it meant to love myself. So I was doing all of this pouring into someone else, and they were just taking, 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 but there was no giving going on. So it was like I was pouring, but my cup is empty because I'm pouring and no one's pouring back into me.
Okay, let me ask you, what type of man do you attract? Or what type of man, the ideal man, would you say that you want?
Okay, well, that's two different questions. So which one do you want me to answer? Because the answer is different.
Let's just stick to the man that you know that you want. What's your top five? The things that you would like in the man that you want. Five things that you would require.
Transparency is number one. Mm-hmm. Confidence. I can't deal with an insecure man. It seems like I'm always attracting insecure men, but that's like the big thing. Transparency, confidence. I would love to deal with someone who can pour into me the way I pour into them. You know what I mean? And kind of treat me like I'm more of their equal, because if anything, the way that I look at it is like, I don't think a man is superior to a woman. I think a lot of men think they're superior to women. And for me, it's like, I bring life into this world. Anything you give me, I'm going to turn it into more than what it was. Nothing that comes my way leaves the same way it came. So how could you
think? That could be a negative as well. Because, you know, if I talk to one of the guys, they're like, yeah, she was a nutcase. So I left bitter than when I got with her. Yeah?
Yeah,
but listen to what you're saying. You're saying that I get your point. And that's confidence on your part. You're saying, hey, listen, I would better any man that I get with. I would better him. I would be an asset to him. I get that. Mm-hmm. So the question would be, why are you keep choosing bad men? I mean, you have these booze on the side. I mean, you know, and you definitely know what you want. So no one can say, oh, she don't know what she want. You know what you want. So why aren't you getting what you want? Why aren't you choosing the men that you want?
Well, or you know, if trial he's too, and or error.
No, it can't be trial and error. It can't be, because I mean, how old are you?
I will be 27 on.
Right, can't
Halloween.
Be trial and it can't be trial and error. I mean, you're choosing. Could it be you're choosing these men because you know you can control them and you can nurture them and you can mutter them, you know, you could pat them on the head and you can move them in what direction you want, and it comes to the point to where you can't. No.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't want to be a mother figure. I feel like for some reason I attract men who are looking for that. I want to nurture a man, but I want to nurture him as his woman. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be a queen sitting next to a king. I don't want to be a queen sitting next to a prince. I'm not here for that. That's right. Not, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I don't. So like when you said the five things, it would be confidence, transparency, you know, honesty, a person that can stand on their own two feet and be 10 toes down without me. And more importantly, I guess someone who doesn't need me. I don't want to be with someone who needs me. I want someone who wants me in their life. Because I'm whole by myself. I feel whole by myself. I think a lot of people like to say stuff like, oh, you know, my other half, my better half, you know, I feel complete now. I don't want to need a man to feel complete. That's not what I need. And I don't want a man to feel like I'm completing him. I need him to be whole by himself without me.
Understood.
So because if we're not both whole on our own, what do you think happens when we come together?
Correct. What do you do for a living?
I'm a dancer.
Okay. Where do you meet these men? Do you meet them in the club?
No, I don't date men that I meet in the club.
You might run into a good guy that's in the club.
I have in the past, but
they're married though, right?
The dynamic. Well, no, they're not always married. Some of them are single and, you know, they want to date me, they want to take me out and stuff, but the dynamic is just not something I'm interested in. I've actually dated one guy ever that I met in the club, and that was the lesson learned, because it was like, you were all fine with me dancing when you met me in the club, but now you want me to stop what I do for a living because you're not secure in yourself. You're insecure. You're not okay with me dancing and being with you, and you want to control what I'm doing, or even if I continue to dance, anytime you get mad, that's what you're going to throw at me. Oh, well, that's why you're a fucking stripper anyway. You know what I mean? Well, that's why you shake your ass for money. It always turns into that, because it even turns into that with guys that you don't meet in the strip club.
Are you a good stripper?
What do you mean when you say that?
I mean, are you a good stripper? I mean, if I'm a mechanic and you ask me if I'm a good mechanic, I say, yeah, I'm a great mechanic, you know?
I think I'm a great dancer. I think I'm a great entertainer. I have been told from other people that I'm captivating. Anytime I get on stage, I don't even have to climb up on the pole. When I get on the stage, I can feel everybody watching me. Everybody is watching me. It's not just the men, it's the women. It's the women who are there with men. It's right. The women who are also dancers. It's the bartenders. It's the bouncers. It's the DJ. Everybody's watching me. My energy is heavy and it's felt.
Okay. Well, I got a clip here of you dancing. You're not in the club. I'm assuming this might be, you probably at home. Let's play this clip of you dancing. I'll come back and get your thoughts on it. Llama la atención, ey, el perreo es su profesión, siempre apuesta pa' la misión. Listen, looking at that video of you dancing and looking at you now, you don't look like no stripper. You ain't no stripper. You look more like a kindergarten teacher. And probably that's a great thing. You don't talk like no stripper. You don't look like no stripper. How did you get into that line of work?
Well, okay, so I'll tell you how I got into that line of work, but I want to know, what is a stripper supposed to look like? Are we supposed to all fit in one box?
Absolutely not, and that's probably one of the stereotype when it comes to sex work. People stereotype that they're supposed to look a certain way. They're supposed to be drug addicts or, you know, bad off, and that's not always the case. So I wasn't suggesting that, you know, any of those things, but I was like, wow, you don't look, I mean, you speak well, you can hold a conversation, you're very confident in what you want and the things, and you're passionate about the things that you're passionate about. So that's just basically where I was making my assessment based off of.
Okay. So, well, right before I go into the answer about how I got into sex work,
is that sex work or is that adult entertainment?
Sex work. I think that I would consider myself as a sex worker. I think that sex work would be whether you are a sugar baby, whether you walk the blade, whether you work in the strip club, whether you're an escort, whether you're a webcam model, or even one of those people who do the phone sex. Like, we're all in this together. You know what I mean? None of us is better than the next one. We just do our things differently. It's like saying that, you know, well, a person who sells pounds of weed isn't a drug dealer, but a person who sells crack is a drug dealer. It's like, no, you know, they're all in the same area. It's okay. All together.
It's an interesting analogy. How did you get into it?
That's kind of how I... So how I got into it, right before I answer that, because you asked me a question and I didn't have an answer for it right there, but now it popped into my mind.
What was
the
question?
I just want to say, you asked me why I think I attract the type of men I attract. Mm. And I think that I am just naturally a healer. That's who I am. I don't want to deal with these broken men.
Negative. You're not a healer. If you were a healer, if you were a healer, you would have fixed the men that came into your life. You didn't fix them. You tried, but
I changed them.
You changed them for what? For the next woman to be a better man for the next woman? They just couldn't meet to your...
Unfortunately, it happens like that sometimes.
And you know what? We got to find you a good man. How is it possible...
I don't want to find me.
You don't want to find a good man?
Well, no, it's not that I don't want to find one. It's just that I'm not looking... You know, I'm not looking for...
Oh, you're not looking? Oh, okay. Well, great. Oh, fine.
I'm not looking. You know, whatever comes. I'm kind of just going with the ebb and flow. But I do feel like... To be a healer, it doesn't mean that you actually cure and change every single thing that's wrong with a person with their life.
I'm giving you a hard time. Pay me no mind.
I'm just giving you a hard time
to get a reaction out of you.
I feel like, well, I like talking to you, so I want to be able to answer your questions and be thorough and do it fully, so you really understand me. Because I appreciate you taking the time out to even want to know anything about me, you know. And I just feel like,
and maybe that's the problem with the men that you've been dealing with. They haven't took the time to get to know destiny, right? Like really get to know destiny. I mean, it's one thing that you're an attractive woman. You are. You're very cute. You're beautiful. But
thank you.
And maybe that's the first thing they see. Got a beautiful smile. Got great personality. But they never took the time to get to know you. What do you like? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite color? Like, what are you really interested in? In terms of politics, social issues, those things all makes up the person. And I maybe... They haven't took the time to even care to even know those things.
A lot of people can't appreciate substance. You know what I mean? A lot of people think everything is skin deep. Right. And it's unfortunate, but that's just like the world that we live in, especially today, I feel like. But I feel like when I say I'm a healer, I don't mean that I fix people. I mean that when people come into my life, they don't expect me to be who I am. They don't expect me to have the substance that I have. They don't expect me to be valuable on the inside. They look at me and they think I'm just physically valuable. So when I eventually do leave out of their life because of whatever ungrateful ways they might be treating me, they do look at things differently. Even if there's not a chance for us to continue on, they don't look at life or people the same way that they did before they met me. And I know that because they've told me out of their own mouth. So I just wanted to be able to answer that question for you. Gotcha. But I got into this lifestyle when I was 17 years old. Mm-hmm. I left home at 16. So I was already out on my own at 16 years old. And I was selling drugs. I'm just gonna keep it funky. You know, where I come from, everything's not easy, you know, and, you know, going to school, seeing kids with like certain sneakers, certain clothes, and coming from a family with 9 kids in the house and not have your mother just not being able to give you what a kid who only is in a household of 1 or 2 or 3 kids might be able to have, you start venturing off and trying to figure out what kind of ways you can get that on your own. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
You want to be independent and get it on your own. So basically, I went from working in the daycares in the supermarket at the age of 14, 15 years old. And my mother actually, when I went to ninth grade, I had my first job that summer. And my mom was like, well, you know, you've got your own money now, so you can do your school shopping yourself. And I was so confused because I'm like, what does she mean? Like, she buys my clothes every year. You know, I thought that I was having a summer job so I could just buy some stuff I wanted. And she's like, no, you're going to do your school shopping yourself. You're going to buy your clothes and your sneakers and everything you need for school. So at 14 years old, I'm being told that I'm going to pay for my stuff for school myself. And I feel like it kind of just flipped the switch on in me. That was how I started hanging around certain people, doing certain things, you know, smoking weed, selling weed, and, you know, graduating on from there. Selling weed, went from selling weed to selling crack to selling dope. Like, and once I was 17, I got around some older women and older men. I always been around people older than me. I never related with the people my age. I felt out of place around them. I didn't relate to them. So, you know, I was around women who were dancing and, you know, selling pussy and doing whatever they were doing. And I remember going and dancing a Super Bowl party. They bought me an outfit. They asked me if I wanted to come, and I went. I danced a Super Bowl party. And I probably made like $500. And I was like, oh, you know, this is easy. And when I turned 18, I wanted to go to the strip club for my birthday and throw money at the girls. So at that time, at 18, I'm a dishwasher. I'm working at Panera Bread, washing dishes. But I had already experienced that one party I danced. And I had already experienced selling drugs. I was still selling drugs while I was dishwashing.
Wow.
And when I went to the strip club, I remember seeing the girls on stage. And my birthday's Halloween. So these girls are dressed up in their costumes and stuff. And I'm seeing these guys throwing all this money. And I'm just looking at them. And I'm like, that's it? You know? They're not doing much.
Right.
This looks easy. This looks easy. And I remember, and you know, okay, I've had braces. So I got beautiful teeth because I spent all those years getting made fun of and wearing my braces, metal mouth, train track mouth, all that. I remember one of the strippers at the club opening up her mouth, and I just remember her teeth just being disgusting, like just throwing up gang signs. It just, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? They're throwing all this money at her? I gotta get in the strip club. I want some of that money too.
Right.
And it was a wrap from there. I went, auditioned, got a job in the club, got my first apartment from dancing. I danced for like 2 weeks and got into my first apartment, and it was, the rest is history.
Now, you said you had some older females that introduced you to the lifestyle and took you to a Super Bowl party where you dance and then you got to the club. Now, have you been doing this all by yourself?
I'm
only asking because I'm asking, did you have a manager? Did you have a pimp? Or this is just all you doing by yourself?
I have actually dealt with a pimp in the past. Yes, and,
What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was actually short-lived because he ended up going to jail.
Gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, he's doing life right now.
What?
For murder. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was short-lived.
Moving right along.
The experience was, I was so high, to be honest, that I didn't feel much of what was going on. I used to just smoke so much damn weed that I was comatose half the time.
Right.
I didn't feel much of what was going on. And it was very short lived. It was about a 2 to 3 month experience. And I saw a lot. I was around a lot. Like, I was around females that were porn stars, all kind of shit. Like, I saw a lot and I experienced a lot. But I guess it wasn't as bad as a lot of people try to make it seem.
Right.
Like, I wasn't getting, like, beat on or anything like that. I did see him handle other women certain ways. Like, I saw him beat bitch's ass in front of me on more than one occasion. But I just, we never had that issue. He was always able to just have a conversation with me. And I remember hearing one of the other girls one day be like real upset about how, oh, well, you know, how come she's always just getting what she needs? Like, it's not a problem when she wants her weed, and it's not a problem when this and that, and she's way younger than the rest of us. And I remember him being like, she handles her business and she worries about herself. That's why the fuck you're always in the problem you're in, because you're always worried about somebody else. Worry about yourself. Don't worry about what the fuck she's doing. She's doing what she's supposed to do. And don't worry about her age, because she's not like the other girls her age.
Gotcha.
She's a little woman. She's ahead of her time. She's very ahead of her time. So you just worry about yourself.
Now, it's funny that you say that. I saw a video on your page, and you were at a gun range.
Yes.
I want to play you that video. You look like you got a good aim. Let me play you this video. You're a little thugged out. You know?
I'm a little something.
You're a little something. You know? Do you go to the gun range often?
I don't go often, but I try to make time for it. I actually was supposed to go earlier today, and that didn't work out. But it is something that I enjoy. I do possess an LTC, so I have my gun license. I do carry a gun on me at all times.
Look at you. Look at you.
At all times. Yes, I do carry a gun on me. I am strapped.
Let me ask you this. And this is moving in a whole different direction. You've been in sex work. You've seen, yes. And we've seen, I don't know what it is. I think Boston is one of those states that's making a move to legalize sex work or decriminalize it. Correct me if I'm wrong, or one of those New England states. But when you look at the rest of the country where they're attempting to legalize or decriminalize sex work, what's your thoughts on that?
I think that it shouldn't be a crime.
Okay.
I don't think that it should be a crime. And I don't even think that men should go to jail for stuff like human trafficking. I mean, there's levels to this shit. Do I think it's okay for little girls who are under the age of 18? No fucking way. I don't condone in any of that shit. I don't think that children should be sexualized, especially me being a woman who was a child who was sexualized, that I feel like I had to become older than I was supposed to be before I wanted to.
Right.
So I don't think it's okay for little girls to be in that lifestyle. And I don't think it's okay for a man to manipulate a situation and kind of, you know, just sell a little girl dreams so that he can get what he wants out of her. I don't think that that's okay, but I feel like, hey, if a woman wants to do whatever she wants to do for her money and she's comfortable with it and she don't feel bad about herself when she looks in the mirror, then by all means, and if she want to have folk and she deals with a pimp and that's what she's okay with and they have whatever understanding they have, then why should it be a crime? Like, everybody has their own idea of what love is supposed to be, of what hustling's supposed to be. People have their own idea. Like, your life is supposed to be whatever you feel like creating.
Right.
Like, whatever you feel like it should be. I feel like it's people's divine right to be happy and be able to do whatever the fuck it is that makes them happy. So if it makes a woman happy to be paid for her time, whether she's having sex with someone or not, I think that she should be free to do that. And if it makes her happy to do those things and hand half her money over or her whole money over to someone to feel like she either, I don't want to say belongs somewhere, but, you know, she has the protection she needs and the guidance that she needs. If she feels like that's what works for her and the man she's dealing with feels like that's what works for him, people should be free to do what makes them happy.
Gotcha.
And okay. Live their truth. People should be okay to live their truth. It shouldn't be a crime to live your truth. Sex work is the oldest work around. My mother used to say it all the time. That the oldest profession around, mm-hmm. prostitution, was the oldest profession around. One of the first jobs women was able to have. Mm-hmm. So I look at it like that.
Gotcha. A very interesting point. How do you feel about the back page and the, well, sex work has surely changed. We had Craigslist, we had Backpage. Now we have this thing mm-hmm. called OnlyFans.
There's arrows.
There's arrows. Do you think the way sex work is today, and I mean, we've seen a change over a period of time. Now it's the yes. it's the OnlyFans era. Do you see it changing even more?
I do see it changing even more. I actually had an OnlyFans account and I deleted it in 2020, the mm. summertime of 2020, I believe August.
Why?
I deleted it because I, at that time, was in that last relationship that just recently ended. And someone, I don't know who it was, but someone was kind of just going around. They subscribed to my stuff. And they were kind of just, and for me, I don't mind because shit, you paid me anyway. So if you're that fucking pressed to be looking at my coochie and what I'm doing, whatever, I'll take the money. But I am real spiritual, so I'm not okay with being spiritually attacked. So once I know somebody is going out of their way to look at my content and show it to other people and basically like, try to defamate my character or just look at me with evil intent. I take evil eye real seriously, and me not knowing who the person was that was going out of their way to do these things, it was a problem for me. It mm-hmm. made me uncomfortable in my own space because that was my space that I was using to make money. And once I don't feel comfortable somewhere, I can't be a part of it. So I just ended up deleting it because I was like, well, you know what? I'm not okay with people looking at me with nasty intentions and just playing around with my pictures and my videos. I have a problem with that.
Now, you haven't always been in sex work, right?
Since I've been an adult, I have. Yeah. I mean, I've done other jobs as well.
But you always come back to it. What's some of the other jobs that you've done?
I've sold cars. I've been a waitress.
Used cars or new cars?
Used and new.
Okay. Why do you think sex work always find your way back to it?
Because it's in me, not on me.
That's like a real pimp phrase right there.
But it's the best way I could explain it, you know?
I got you. I feel
it's
you on
like
that.
Tying my shoe. I'll never forget how to tie my shoe. Right. I'm not going to forget how to ride a bike or drive. So right. If I'm in a place where I have to go back to that, I'm a survivor. This is a way that I know how to survive and handle my business and elevate. So if I have to go back to this to elevate, I'm okay with that. Sometimes you got to take 10 steps back just to take 20 forward.
Gotcha. I feel you. Now, where do you see yourself relationship wise? And maybe not even relationship-wise. Where do you see yourself in the next year, 2 years? And I ask that question because a guy will be very intimidated fucking with you. If he's not comfortable in his own skin, if he's not, if he's definitely not comfortable, you're going to intimidate a guy. You're very intimidated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and that's not I'm not saying that to say it's a bad thing. You're very confident. You know what you want. And, you know, you can see the leaves in the forest blowing by the wind. So you know what time it is. So how do you plan on getting into a relationship or finding a relationship? You know, you say you're not looking, but, you know, it's going to find you. But if guys are so intimidated by you, I don't know. How do you get past that?
Well, the thing is that, like earlier I said, I'm a queen and I want to have a king next to me. Mm-hmm. But really, I look at myself as an empress, not a queen. So an empress is like higher than a queen.
Next thing you know, you're going to be telling me you're a dictator.
No, I'm not a dictator. Yeah, but an empress. I mean,
you went from queen, now you're an empress. It's dictatorship.
Well, I use queen because it's an easy phrase to use. A lot of people don't understand what an empress is. So an empress is very similar to a queen, but the thing about her is that she knows who she is, so she's not going to chase. She's going to attract what belongs. Whatever I attract that stays is what belongs with me. Mm-hmm. So if I attract something and it doesn't stay, it's just not for me. And I'm not going to chase things and force things because I know who I am. I know what I am. You know what I mean? So, and for me, it's like, yeah, I might be intimidating to some men, but that's why it's not for the weak. You know, some people see blood and it makes them want to throw up. Some people see blood and it's not a big deal. It's all about your stomach. What can you stomach?
Right.
So it takes a certain type of man to be able to stomach a female as confident as myself and a female who is in this type of work and in this type of industry. I can't deal with a man who's insecure. I can try, but it's never going to work. He has to be sure of himself. He has to be confident in himself. He has to be able to be like, yeah, you know what, my chick might go shake a booty for a couple dollars, but when she comes home, she's laying down with me. I'm laying the pipe down at the end of the night. Right. Not those motherfuckers. So what? They the suckers. That's what a confident man is gonna be like. Yeah, baby, get that money. Get all deep up in them pockets. Shit.
Let me ask, is Destiny your real name?
Destiny is my name. Wow. My first name is actually Destiny Imani, but I go by Destiny because it's a lot easier for people and it's shorter. So, wow. But my name is
You got the
Destiny.
Perfect name. You got the perfect name. It suits you.
Why do you say that?
No, it suits you. It suits you. It definitely suits you.
Well, thank you. It sounds like a compliment.
It
so
is
I'm
a compliment.
It
is a compliment. It is a compliment.
Do you want to get deeper into why?
What, the name? Or the deeper
yeah,
into
like
why?
Yeah, why you think it's the perfect name?
Because you know what you want. You know? Mm-hmm. You have you're divine to where you want to go to. You know, you often find people in life, they wanna get somewhere in life, but they don't know how to pave that path. Or even read the map to get to where they want to get to. And that's the problem. It's quite often when you find people like, it's like, like for me, myself, I'm not in a relationship for a lot of reasons. Like I am not going to be, I don't have the time to be mapping things out, you know, holding your hands and showing you. I don't have that time. So if you don't get it, you just don't get it. All right. You should have stayed in school. Right. Now we're out of school. You should know all these things. I don't have time to teach you the arithmetic and how to write your name. I don't have time for that. So and I say Destiny,
saying.
You definitely you know where you want to go. You know what I'm saying? You know where you want to go.
I do know where I want to go.
And
exactly.
You know what? You impress me. You know, I didn't, you know, looking at your Instagram, I couldn't get a good gauge on you, right? I couldn't get a good gauge on you. I listened to the post, the video that was posted, and I just said, I want to talk to her, okay, based upon what I heard. But then I went to your Instagram, but I couldn't get a real gauge on you. You seem like a normal chick doing normal things. But after speaking to you, I'm like, wow, I like her. She's nice. She is definitely know what Thank she you. Wants. And, you know, idiot. But let me play this clip of you here. And you've got a very funny side to you, very normal side to you. So you're not always serious. You know.
No, you can't be.
So let me play this clip. We'll come back. We'll talk about this.
I got a feeling. Her show me feeling. Problems I know me consume them, kinda like my feelings, but I still feel them. I just walked in the building, looking like a million, but I'm worth more than a million.
What about that song?
Tell me about that song.
Tell me about it. You're talking about feelings.
So that's Juice WRLD.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Juice WRLD.
Right.
You know, I like the song. Mm-hmm. I like the song because it's real. You know, he's just, I felt like he, I love the song because it's like a giddy song. I feel like it's a happy song. But at the same time, he's saying some real shit because he's like, you know, Perks, I got a feeling. Perks help me feel it. I feel it. Then he says, problems I numb and conceal them. A lot of people numb and conceal their feelings with drugs.
Right.
You know? A lot of us do it, you know? And we don't even, it's like, sometimes we don't even know that we do it because we're trying to numb ourselves from something. We just think we're just doing it because it's fun. I had that conversation with my younger brother recently, and he said, no, I smoke weed. I just get high to get high. I said, no, fuck you don't. Nobody gets high just to get high.
Right.
People get high because they don't feel high off life.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't feel high off life, you want to feel high off something,
right?
So you gonna look for some shit to make you feel that way. Some people use sex, some people use drugs, right. Some people shop, right. You know, some people use money. I like to get high off money. So everybody got their vice.
Definitely
everybody got their vice. And what you said a few minutes ago about relationships and how you feel about them, I really resonated with that, because that's kind of where I am right now. I was in that place before I got into the last relationship. That was a relationship that was kind of pushed on me because I was kind of at a place where I was just chilling, you know. I was selling cars. I was just, you know, focused on me and my son. I had stopped dancing for a little while, like almost a year. And I was just in a place where I really just wanted to focus on my goals. And hey, if there's someone that I have sex with from time to time and I can get my issue off and we got an understanding, it's cool. But really, I don't even need it. Like, I can give myself a nut if I need to. I got plenty of toys. I don't even need a man to give me that. And what I require from a man is a lot deeper. And I don't think that a lot of people understand that women who do this kind of thing, even if we go into a different type of business or, you know, we elevate, like I got my LLC, but I still haven't gotten my storefront and stuff. So of course there's places I want to go. I don't want to be a stripper forever. Of course not. I got dreams and aspirations too, but I feel like a lot of people don't understand that we require more, something more deep. We require depth because we already understand how shallow motherfuckers could be. You know what I mean? Right. It's married men blowing money on me. Shit, you ain't happy at home. You married. You not happy at home with your motherfucking wife. Because y'all don't have the transparency you need. Y'all not communicating. And that's why you getting what you need somewhere else, because there's no communication and there's some kind of barrier between the communication. And for me, it's like, if I could be with someone who could just be transparent and understand like that everything is not skin deep, that's when I'm gonna put my energy into that shit. If somebody can't communicate and can't just be on that page where they really understand, like, it's not all about, because I'm not stuck in the 3D. I'm not stuck in the 3D. I understand exactly who I am and what I am. So, and that's why I say stuff about divine and my divine writing stuff, because I'm spiritual, but a lot of people will just look at me and they might not believe I'm spiritual, or they might be like, oh, well, you know, she cops an attitude a lot, and she's not, you know, how can she be spiritual? Spirituality is not all about, like, fucking rainbows and butterflies.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's about understanding who you are, understanding that all of this shit don't really mean nothing. I'm not stuck in the 3D. I'm not stuck in the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Destiny, we're gonna have to do a part two. I want you to come back. I would love for you to come back.
I would love to come back.
This wasn't the conversation I was expecting, but it was a very, you know, enlightening conversation. I really do appreciate you taking the time to kick it with me, sharing
Thank
your
you
thoughts
for
with
having me.
It was really a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're more than welcome to come back anytime. Where can people find you? I know you have an Instagram. The Instagram is here on the page.
Uh-huh.
You don't have an OnlyFans anymore. So if they want to find you, they can just go and follow you on Instagram.
Yep. Miss Blast. At Miss Dot Blast. B-L-A-S-S.
Gotcha. Destiny, thank you again. I appreciate the conversation. I'd love to have you back.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Hey, man. You gonna be a pimp or a pussy fan? Most of you niggas got turned out around 13 or 14. If you looking pussy or something to do, this shit is not for you. Get a 9-to-5. Strive to stay alive, man. I'm a pimp for it, though. Hey, ho traps full of hard-earned work money. I tried to survive a 9-to-5, it wouldn't work for me. Now I hit them nightclubs, they go berserk for me. Somebody in my vicinity that is squirt for me. Get in the dirt for me, my doggies play in the mud. Don't lose your life assuming that we won't spray in the club. They'll have forensics and police yellow taping it up. Dome shot, brain matter, they scraping it up. Only fuck with real, most of you fake as a fuck. No babysitter, I'm a sender to make us a buck. High tech and big red, told them make us a cup. I'm never fake, I've been this way since the age of a pup. New age nomad, let the Cadillac roam. State skipper, feel at home where I'm charging my phone. Hotel to motel with them broads in my chrome. Sacrifice and struggle, spent half my life in this hustle. Two bitches in my spot, two bitches in my spot. Got two bitches in my spot, three's company. Two bitches in my spot, two bitches in my spot. Two bitches in my spot, three's company, huh? Three's company, huh? Three's company, huh? Got two bitches in my spot, yeah. Three's company, huh? Three's company, huh? Got two bitches in my spot, yeah. Two bitches in my spot, three's company. This ain't the 80s and they pay me what you want from me. Since '04, this been my daily living comfortably. Spent $12,000 for them funky pair of Frenchies. $280,000 for them pair of Bentleys. Creeping gently like the Reaper sent me. If I flash and if I blast it till the heater empty. I'm really known to set it off like Khadijah with me. A dark soul, my heart cold, I don't believe in envy. A firm teacher and believer and I keep the semi. I'm in the lab tooting powder, taking shots of Henny. No chaser and no hoe, I won't chase ya. About face and get more dough, I'm no savior. I'm no Clark Kent Batman, I won't save ya. Bitches nowadays looking for a handout. A real hoe I go and pull them grands out. You dig? Two bitches in my spot. Two bitches in my spot. Got two bitches in my spot. Three's company. Two bitches in my spot. Two bitches in my spot. Two bitches in my spot. Three's company, huh? Three's company, huh? Three's company, huh? Got two bitches in my spot, yeah. Three's company, huh? Three's company, huh?